what do you need to trust God with in your life today? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There are some things, some struggles in life that you will likely give back to God over and over. As much as I'd like to say I trust the Lord with everything, lay it down on the altar, and don't take it back, I would be lying to you, so I'm not going to say that. For example, when I was house shopping, I was very anxious, and I would give it to the Lord, and then I would take it back, and then I would give it to Him again, and then I would take it back. Do you have things like this in your life that you can identify? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Learning to Trust God by Sophia Muling. Every Christian has a different testimony or story of how they came to put their trust in Jesus. For some people, it could be really dramatic. For others, it may be really simple. Yet God works in each and every person's life. This is the personal story of how God worked in my life. My parents were missionaries in Japan, so I grew up learning about God both directly from them and by hearing them teach others. My mom is Japanese, and my dad is from America, so I don't fit in well. In Japanese culture, no one tries to stand out. It's very different from Western culture, where being unique is celebrated. So as a half-Japanese homeschooler Christian, I never fit in, except with other missionary kids or at church. In those places, everyone accepted me for who I was. They didn't look at me weird when I didn't act fully Japanese or fully American. These places gave me a picture of how Christ loves all of us. God created each of us differently. It's comforting for me to know that He made me the way I am for a reason. But when I was growing up, I had many insecurities. I was always unsure of my place in the world, worried about how others saw me, and afraid of not having people who liked me. I felt that I had to be good enough at something for people to value me or see past my being different. I ended up measuring my worth in what I could achieve. But the amazing thing about the gospel is that we come to Jesus the way we are. I don't have to act like I'm perfect to have salvation. He is the one who will reconcile me to Himself and make me holy and perfect in His sight. I didn't realize how much I was holding on to the lie that I needed to be a certain way or that I needed to fit in. Instead, I needed to surrender that to the Lord. I'm not the one in control. He is. I've since come to find a sense of security in my differences. And it's because I've been on a journey with God. I've had my ups and downs for sure, but God has stayed by me even when I haven't made Him the most important thing in my life. Know that even on your darkest days, Jesus is with you. He is the person who makes you perfect in His sight. He has a plan for you, and He will be with you every step of the way. So let's talk about this a little bit more, just you and me. When have you struggled to fit in? How could it be helpful to remember how Jesus sees us? As you and I can read in Psalm 139, verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible all of Psalm 139, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's testimony? Do you have a testimony of your own that you'd like to share? Well, I'd encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Rest for Your Soul with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.